Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, July 27th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Aston Martin DB9. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into the depths of Wikipedia to find intriguing stories and insights about topics that shape our world. Today, we're revving up our engines and taking a ride into the world of luxury sports cars with the Aston Martin DB9. The Aston Martin DB9 is an iconic grand tourer that embodies a blend of elegance, high performance, and bespoke craftsmanship. Now, what sets the DB9 apart from other luxury cars? It all starts with its design. Introduced in 2003, the DB9 was the first model to be built at Aston Martin's Gaydon facility in Warwickshire, England, signaling a new direction for the brand. The car was designed by Henrik Fisker and Ian Callum, two names that resonate profoundly within automotive design circles. Fisker and Callum's vision was to create a car that not only looked stunning, but also delivered an impeccable driving experience. The result? A car that's often described as one of the most beautiful in the world. But let's take a step back for a moment. The DB in DB9 stands for David Brown, the English industrialist who bought Aston Martin back in the 1940s. His initials have graced many of Aston Martin's models, adding a historical tie to each vehicle. The DB9 replaced the DB7, a model that itself was critically acclaimed during its production run. Speaking of history, let's pivot to a quick historical anecdote. Imagine you're living in the early 2000s, an era dominated by the growing popularity of SUVs and practical sedans. In comes Aston Martin, defying conventions with the DB9, a car that emphasized opulence and performance. It was a bold statement, but one that resonated well with enthusiasts and collectors alike. One of the hallmarks of the DB9 is its VH, vertical horizontal, architecture. This lightweight aluminum structure was revolutionary at the time and has since become a cornerstone of Aston Martin's engineering approach. The benefit of this type of chassis is twofold. It provides excellent rigidity for better handling while also reducing weight, which is crucial for a car boasting a powerful engine. Speaking of engines, let's pop the hood, metaphorically speaking. The DB9 is powered by a 5.9-liter V12 engine, producing up to 540 horsepower in some later models. This engine allows the car to accelerate from 0 to 60 miles per hour in just 4.6 seconds. That might sound incredibly fast, and it is, but the DB9 wasn't just about speed. It's a grand tourer designed for high-speed cruising with unparalleled comfort. Let's pause for a moment and think about the term grand tourer. It's a car category that prioritizes both performance and luxury, designed for long-distance driving without sacrificing comfort. Imagine driving from Paris to Monaco, gliding through scenic landscapes with the soothing hum of a V12 engine in the background. That's the essence of a grand tourer, and the DB9 delivers this experience in spades. Now, what about the interior? Step inside a DB9, and you'll be enveloped in a world of luxury. The craftsmanship is impeccable, featuring hand-stitched leather, real wood veneers, and a dashboard that exudes elegance. It's not just a car, it's a sanctuary on wheels. The interior design perfectly complements the exterior, creating a harmonious balance that few cars can match. This brings me to a question for our listeners. What do you think is more important in a luxury car, the performance or the craftsmanship? Or is it the blend of both that makes cars like the DB9 so special? Think about it. Moving on, another remarkable aspect of the DB9 is its longevity. Produced for over a decade, from 2004 to 2016, the car saw numerous updates and improvements, but retained its core DNA throughout. Aston Martin continually refined the model, enhancing its performance, safety features, and luxury elements. This long production run speaks volumes about its popularity and the brand's commitment to perfection. In real-life applications, the DB9 has found its way into pop culture, especially in movies and TV shows. You might remember its stunning appearance in James Bond films, a natural fit given the car's blend of sophistication and brute force, much like Bond himself. Seeing the DB9 on the big screen only cemented its status as an automotive icon. As we start to wrap up, let's reflect on the DB9's impact and legacy. It wasn't just a car, it was a milestone for Aston Martin, setting a high benchmark for future models. It brought the brand back into the limelight, showcasing that elegance and power could coexist beautifully. To end today's episode, I encourage you to dive deeper into the Aston Martin DB9 article on Wikipedia. There's so much more to explore, from its detailed specifications to its influence on later models. Look up videos, or if you ever get the chance, take a closer look at one in person. And here's something to ponder. In a world rapidly shifting towards electric vehicles, will cars like the DB9 become relics of the past, or will they continue to be cherished as masterpieces of automotive engineering? What do you think? Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. Drive safely, enjoy the journey, and keep your curiosity alive. Until next time.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Aston Martin DB9. Thanks for listening. See you next time.